Hello everyone, I'm Ron Berger and this is the Astrology News Report for July 12, 2026. And this is the Applied Astrology segment where I take a look at the situation or a person in current events and try to find corresponding planetary patterns and astrological energy combinations that explain what's happening and where things are going. And this week we'll be looking at what's going on in the chart of the USA. Specifically, the USA's new Ketu sub-period. In Vedic astrology, there's a special technique called the Vimshatari Dasha, which in English is usually translated as the planetary period system, a 120-years-long cycle that is used to map out the karmic timeline of a person or an entity that the astrologer is trying to predict for. Usually, the planetary period system is used for people, but it can be used for any entity that has a substantial life, or lifetime, such as a country, so long as we have a fairly accurate birth time to work with. Here I am applying the Dasha system to the chart of the United States. So, according to this system, the USA is currently in a Rahu major period, which began in 2015, the very year that Donald Trump began his first run for president. Rahu is a significator of transformation, and Rahu indicates lessons in this lifetime. Thus, the 16 years of the USA Rahu, sorry, that's 18 years of the USA Rahu major period, is both a time of transformation and a time of lessons for the country. These lessons are a combination of the eighth house meanings, where Rahu is situated, and the qualities of the sign Cancer. Cancer is the nurturer of the zodiac. So part of the USA karma is to learn to take care of other countries. Within each of the major periods, there are sub-periods, the same sequence, but with each period of a shorter duration. The USA recently began the Ketu sub-period of its Rahu major period. This is a rather short sub-period. It will last only a year, from May 2026 until May 2027. And during this time, the qualities of Ketu will be emphasized, as well as the signification of natal Ketu residing in the chart's second house in the sign Capricorn. Ketu connects up the past karma. During a Ketu sub-period, the resolution of past karma becomes a significant theme. Ketu is a general significator of change. Often it manifests as changes beyond your control, that is, the past karma, resulting from events that have already happened, is going to get resolved. Capricorn is a very practical sign, focused on hard work and getting tangible results. And yet, Ketu itself is considered spiritual and therefore idealistic. Idealism signifies dissatisfaction with the status quo. So, for a country like the USA, this Ketu sub-period represents a return to past idealism. In other words, the idealism of the founding fathers and the sacrifices they made for those ideals. Since Ketu brings out the qualities of the sign it resides in this case Capricorn, and since this alludes to the past karma of the USA, Ketu brings up the disciplinary qualities of Capricorn's ruler, Saturn. According to the analytical techniques of Vedic astrology, by being the ruler of Ketu's sign, Saturn represents Ketu. Note that Saturn, planet of harsh realities and karma that you can't get out of, resides in the USA chart's 10th house, the house that represents the leader, in other words, the president and his party. So, The karma of K2 in Capricorn, the karma of practical realities, gets administered by, but also suffered by, the leader and his party, presently Donald Trump and the Republicans. Again, this is hooking up with the general signification of K2, resolving past karma. Note that K2 is a significator of dissolution, even chaos. So, its influence on Saturn and the 10th house can have some definite downsides, such as resulting in cruelty and an attendant loss of status and reputation. The manifestation of the sub-period ruler's karma happens within the context of the major period ruler's significations. The K2 sub-period of a Rahu major period is a special case, as it pits the future, represented by Rahu, against the past, represented by K2. As mentioned previously, the USA natal Rahu is in Cancer, the nurturer of the zodiac, which suggests a magnanimous, altruistic approach, taking care of other countries, as being the destiny of this country, which it's supposed to be working towards. But that is in contrast with K2 in Capricorn, a sign more deadly practical in its energy, intent on practical, tangible results. In other words, a what's in it for me attitude, which seems to have been a basic theme of survival for the founding of the country, and is now a basic theme for Trump's administration. K2 periods often manifest as paying for past actions. And now we come to the significations of the houses occupied by Rahu and K2. One of the significations of the 8th house, where Rahu is placed, is the country's financial relationships with other countries. One of the significations of the 2nd house is the country's own finances, including the value of its currency. The United States has an enviable financial position amongst nations due to the U.S. dollar being the international reserve currency. In other words, U.S. dollar stability has made it the preferred currency for storing wealth and for making large transactions between nations and international corporations. And this has allowed the U.S. to live beyond its means by selling debt, known as U.S. Treasury bonds. But the bonds eventually mature, in other words, become due, and the debt must be paid. So, due to selling too many short-term treasuries in recent years, this year, 2026, $9 trillion of U.S. bonds become due, which means that debt has to be refinanced by selling new bonds. But since there is now less confidence in the U.S. economy due to the devious machinations of the Trump administration causing worse inflation, that refinancing of past debt has to happen at a higher rate, causing even more problems for the federal budget, the U.S. economy and its currency, and the purchasing power of the people. So again, K2 sub-period emphasizes the past, connected to the 2nd house of the nation's finances. Now, since the planetary period system has a 120 years long cycle, and the USA is 250 years old, we can actually go back and examine what happened during the last K2 sub-period of the Rahu major period, get some ideas of what sorts of things might happen this time. So, in history, 120 years ago, the financial sector of the USA saw a lot of volatility. The great San Francisco earthquake and the resultant fires destroyed a major West Coast city. But the financial result was a big influx of investment from the East Coast to rebuild the city. And then, in 1907, there was a financial panic, the result of market manipulation, similar to what is going on now. The big downturn happened in October, which was immediately after the last USA K2 subperiod ended. In the first half of 1907, during the previous K2 subperiod, saw a run-up to the October crisis. It was a time of increasing financial volatility when stocks began falling from their peak in January 1907, and markets lost as much as 25% during the first half of that year. So we can expect that at some point during this K2 cycle, and likely in early 2027, there will be similar events in the financial sector. Okay, that's it for this week's report. Next week, we'll be looking at a new pattern forming in the zodiac, Venus getting into trouble as it transits through Leo. So, until next week.